Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now is Jane Foley, Senior Foreign Exchange Strategist at Rabobank in London. Jane, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Awful lot going on in the Forex world after a kind of a quiet last couple of months. And boy, the last 3 days, the euro has really jumped, 133.83 at the moment. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, that's pretty significant. Obviously, this move above 133. At the start of the year, it tried to go above that and it failed. And so the market just took it lower. And then, of course, we have this surge. Now, a large part of this, of course, is another bout of dollar weakness. The dollar, the yen, both these safe haven currencies have been the weakest performing currencies this year. And, of course, they were the weakest performing currencies in 2012 as well. And, of course, what that tells us is the market is, of course, as we come into recognize, is very risk on. It's buying a lot of risk assets. We see this in the stock markets. We see this in the credit markets. We see this across asset classes. And that leaves the yen, it leaves the dollar, the safe haven currencies on the back foot. The euro therefore benefits. And of course, more than anything, it's the yen weakness, which of course has been a runaway story in the foreign exchange world in the last couple of months.
Yeah, 119.58 against the euro right now, and it's trading at 89.35, almost got to 90 this morning against the dollar. This is what the Japanese are hoping for.
It is. Although there have been some calls now that the moves have just been so great that some corporates are a little bit worried about the stability, that the yen weakness could get a little bit carried away. But again, there's a few themes, I think, within this yen weakness. And the first is this risk appetite story that I've been talking about. And yen weakness is consistent with risk appetite. It is a safe haven currency, and therefore you see when the market is searching out yield, buying riskier assets, that the yen weakens. It's still, of course, a funding currency. But again, that doesn't necessarily justify the huge amount of weakness that we've seen. And of course, a lot of the rhetoric from the Japanese officials, particularly the new prime minister, the new government there, have been towards the Bank of Japan doing more monetary stimulus, introducing a higher inflation target. And all of this, if you like, has catapulted the yen into these much weaker levels. But of course, I think it's already plugged into this trend for weaker yen, which is there anyway because of this risk on mood.
Yeah, it's not unusual for the Japanese to jawbone the yen. They try to move it around all the time, but they're having more success now. Is that because people think the fundamentals support that?
Well, in a way, yes. I mean, if you look back to the first few months of last year, that's when we had the ECB, of course, it had announced its first three-year LTRO back in December. It announced its next LTRO a few months down the line. And that also had the effect of boosting risk appetite. And in fact, in the first 4.5 months of last year, because of the LTRO, the yen was the weakest performing currency. And of course, in that period, in February of last year, that's when the Bank of Japan first announced an inflation target. It announced a 1% inflation target. And back then, a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, the yen's weakening, they're going to introduce an inflation target, they're doing more QE, it's all about yen weakness. And again, I would say that that actually was good timing by the Japanese authorities. They sort of riding on a wave of risk appetite, and that helped them promote this yen weakness. And of course, what turned that round then later in the year was, again, another mood of risk off. The LTRO effect waned. The market became very much risk-averse. The crisis was seen to be more significant again in the Eurozone, and people started buying back the yen. Now, will that happen this year? Well, probably to some extent it will. The European crisis isn't over, despite the fact that yields obviously have come down a long way. There's a lot of gloomy news on the macro front out there. You've got to remember, Japan's in recession. The Eurozone is in recession too. We've got the budget concerns, of course, in the US. So there's a lot of possibilities, Italian elections perhaps, that could bring risk appetite back to earth with a bump. But generally speaking, there's so much central bank liquidity out there right now that, if you like, it's papering over the cracks of all of this bad macroeconomic news.
Are we likely to see a sort of beggar thy neighbor policy get going here in the currency markets?
Well, I suppose some people would argue that that's been there a lot of the time over the last few years. Certainly the Brazilian finance minister, he was a guy who, of course, coined the phrase currency wars, and many people are saying, well, of course, Bernanke at the Fed has been a key player in the currency war, so maybe this is an opportunity for the Japanese to do some payback. And of course, you know, one of the interesting things about that is that where will that leave euro-dollar? Has the ECB really been engaged in the currency wars in the same way that other central banks have been? Because after all, whilst the policy in the ECB, of the ECB is very, very accommodative, they haven't actually been doing QE. They can't really do QE under current legal system. So does that mean to say that we'll get a very weak yen, a weak dollar, because we have, of course, a weak dollar, and therefore we'll see the euro pressured, and will that, of course, make the recessionary outlook in the eurozone perhaps even worse? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of talk, a lot of speculation that about how this will end. But certainly it seems that as long as the US remains on a very accommodative stance, that the US dollar will be a weakened currency, and that's why today's speech is interesting from Bernanke. We've got Bernanke speaking tonight, and it'll be interesting to see whether or not we get any direction from him.
At 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Jane Foley, Senior Foreign Exchange Strategist at Rabobank in London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.